Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on my Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave us to become a competitive gardener, it's Alexis Thomas.
Ooh! Goodbye, everybody. I'm off to garden. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Ooh! Topiary skills. Sip, 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 sip.
And good morning to all of you on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to As Young As You Feel Day, Gryffindor Pride Day, International Day of the Seal, Bavarian Crepes Day, National Broccoli Day, National Goof Off Day, National Sing Out Day, and World Water Day. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, cheers. Happy Friday.
That's right. It's here.
Yes.
It is here. And it's also Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon.
Sure it is.
It's Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon 2009.
24.
Right. Wow. 2009.
A very, very long time ago. Very long time ago.
Yes. And here we are again.
And in fairness, Rocco has offered to update that open. And we've told him, hell no. No, 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 no. We shan't ever, ever, ever replace that open. Ever. It'll always be Snowmageddon 2009. But it did hit. How was it at your house, Lex?
Yeah, we got a couple inches. It was actually really cute. It was, a couple inches. And it was coming down last night before bedtime. And my four-year-old looked out and she's like, it's snowing. And I was like, oh gosh, it's snowing. And he was all excited because he gets to wear his snow pants and boots today.
Oh, that's a big thing.
I'm going to channel the four-year-old today and go, yeah, you know? And Holly, you said, and you're right, the snow is fun to play in today.
It's fluffy snow.
It's a fluffy stuff.
Yeah, it's not icy yet.
Is it bad by you, Holly?
No, it's just fluffy. Mm-hmm. Just fluffy. Yeah. But I think that in the upcoming days, as it gets warm, we're going to have mixed precipitation next week. Then we're going to get some crusty crusts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this, I from everything that I watched last night, the various news stations, this isn't the storm to worry about. It's the other one. It's the one coming Sunday. But I do like, and I get that that's what they do. And we all work in a building that does local news, but I was cracking up and it wasn't even the local news. It was the National Weather Service put out a warning, and it was basically scaring old people. It was like, make sure you have a flamethrower. Make sure you have a ladder in your car. Make sure you have salami sandwiches for a week. I'm like, people, this is Minnesota. I mean, we know what we're doing. This is nothing. This is nothing. Nothing compared to a normal winter. We can handle this.
Oh, I got no problem with a car salami sandwich.
Well, I just, yes.
I always keep an emergency sandwich on hand.
Yeah. But Colin showed it to me. I don't know if it was an email or a newsletter or something. I'm like, oh, settle down. Settled. It's not, you're scaring people. Have them be prepared, but stop. Don't scare people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a normal Minnesota snow thing. Well, we've gone through many times.
Sunday into Monday, woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where.
I think it's just because it's been so mild. We almost need a reminder of like, yeah, remember snow?
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
I get that.
Bring a banana.
But don't scare Grandma Ann. Oh, my God. Like telling her to bring fire and matches and a comforter and a yurt and just she's scared
enough.
A whole
bug out
bag. Yeah, I mean a whole to go to Fort Lauderdale. I mean, come on, she's gonna be fine. Yeah, no, I am. The Sunday one is the one I'm afraid of.
Yeah, was it real snowy in your neck of the woods?
It was.
People
it was
picking up their dog poop over there.
Not yet. They, you know, they wait until it's covered, and then they wait for Holly Roberts to come visit, and then Holly uncovers it, and no, they
slides right into it.
Slides right into it. Mm. No, it was coming down. It was beautiful, and per our little goofy tradition, we have a hot tub on our balcony, and we've done this before, where when we get a late spring snowfall, we will go in the hot tub. So we got in the hot tub last night and watched the snowfall, and we had big it was for about an hour. We had the snow was coming down. It looked like a Hallmark movie. I mean, it was a lot, so it was really pretty. So we sat out there and talked about my 50th, and you know, just actually handled, you know, went through some life things, and it was nice. It was productive. We had a little rosé, a little bubbly. Nice. And yeah, it was a nice evening. So, and then I crashed. The bubbly put me right to bed at about 8:45. So,
That's nice. Lucky.
Oh, it's really, really nice. Somebody who wasn't lucky. I read the story this morning. There was a funeral in London, and they knew, I guess, a lot of the deceased family and friends live away, because they knew this, or maybe they did RSVPs and everyone said no, but they set up a Zoom thing, a screen at this funeral, and so that people could join in.
So the fact
that they did this tells me that the family knew that the vast majority or a big chunk of attendees could not be there. So they set up like a giant screen right by the coffin. And so people, you know, you could have the multi-box. You could see the people there could see the people in the Brady Bunch Zoom screen, like we all did meetings in the pandemic. Anyway, mm-hmm. So the wake is going on, and all of a sudden, everyone starts to gasp, and not, you know, not that Granny came back from the dead or anything and popped up out of the coffin, but people looked up at the screen, and one of the attendees was getting ready for the actual funeral and had her camera in a position where you could see right into her bathroom, and she was shaving.
Oh, no.
What body part?
You take a guess.
No. She was getting into topiary skills.
Yeah. So imagine like this. Like here's like this is our camera, and then behind her, wherever she has her camera, is like a galley bathroom. So the camera's shooting right down into her bathroom. So all the attendees could see her shaving the privates, the lady flower, and her legs. She started with her legs. And then finally, they turned off the camera right as she was shaving. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? And then she came to the funeral, and everyone started telling her. She had no idea until she got to the funeral, and everyone's like, girl, we saw you shaving. Can you imagine?
So yeah. She had the other camera, like the front-facing camera on? Is that?
Yes. Yeah. So she had like this. She had a front facing camera. She was taking part like everyone else was. And they were in all, you know,
they were
in Brady Bunch squares.
Oh,
and then
she
thinks the story, the way I read it, I think that she thinks she shut her camera off.
Yeah.
Because some people did shut, you know, some people just had that little avatar.
Yeah. Just to listen.
Yeah, she thought that she had that on. Well, she didn't.
Oh.
And you could see into her bathroom.
Her
yeah.
Oh, right my there. Gosh. No Holly one should watch live. Anyone do that.
No, this is, Holly, this is audio from London, right?
Correct.
Oh,
okay, this is audio from London. Wow. That's a, how many horsepower is that?
Heavy duty, baby. It's been a while.
I mean, spring has
been
sprung.
A long winter.
You remember that scene with Prince Philip and Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right there.
Going to get Maleficent, baby.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
There it is right there. Macaws, capuchin monkeys in there. Yeah.
Oh, but, so she was getting ready for the funeral and just trying to keep up
trying to get,
on things, and then
she couldn't
went.
Make the. Yep. And then there it is. There's her camera shooting. And I immediately thought of my buddy Paige Davis. I'll never forget this. I'll be quick about this. I called her. I was at Disney and she had posted a photo of some new sunglasses and they were reflective. And she posted it and I remember looking at the timestamp. It was within 2 minutes. I remember it saying, you know, posted 2 minutes ago or whatever it said. And I looked at it and it was Colin that goes, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Paige didn't reel it. Yes. And it was, it was reflective and we laughed. Oh my God. We laughed so hard. And she took it down nobody saw it. It was I think it was actually under a minute, but we laughed, but it's a cautionary tale. Oh, double, triple check.
Anything with reflective surfaces. See what it's reflecting. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew.
Oh God. We laughed. I called her. I go, girl, take that down now. Stat.
Oof.
Quickly. When we come back, friends, it is WTF weekly trivia face off, and we got to get our minds working because it's Friday. They're icy. Our minds are icy. So Holly's gonna host a practice round.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming to you on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Fridays, we do weekly trivia face-off in our third hour, powered by our friends at Trivia Mafia. Don't forget to search for Trivia Mafia on the socials. Give them a follow. They do great events all over the metro, and one of those events just might feature our own Holly Roberts. On a bench in a corner, or I'm sorry, on a stool.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get a bench. I sit on a stool.
Nice. Okay.
And it's just fine. Mm-hmm. I sit next to Gambler, the pull tab machine.
Yes. The magic pull tab machine.
Someday I'll win something on a pull tab machine.
Have you ever won?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, it's a great little thrill.
Yeah, it looks very exciting when other people win on the poll tabs, but it's one of those things where it's like, I know, you know, the odds of winning increase the more money you spend on the poll tabs, and then I reach a certain point where I'm like,
I was talking
unless you're Michelle Tanner, and she just goes into a casino and pulls the little slot machine and then wins, she's not old enough.
Or that,
because it's Full House,
And it was a very special episode.
I was talking to my friend Jonathan yesterday. I had lunch. I took my mom to the Mall of America. We had a Mother's Sunday and went shopping and stuff. And we stopped for drinks with my friend Jonathan. And a playback is when, like, if Holly was to go up and get a pull tab, and she pulls one, she gets like $4. And then she puts it back in. You know, she doesn't take the money. You just put it back into that same box. That's called a playback. This rarely happens. Jonathan got, I think, $4 or $2. He played it back, so he only got one ticket back, $500.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's Jonathan. Awesome.
Like amazing.
That rarely happens. Like, you know, that box is usually filled with tickets. And they pulled the one.
Wow.
One of the big ones. Yeah. I was like, that's lucky. That's lucky right there. Let's get practicing for WTF. Take it away, Holly.
Ooh, we've got some practice trivia questions this morning. Jason and Alexis are taking on the topic of women's history because it is Women's History Month in the month of March. And your opponents are two ladies, Dawn and Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
Well, one and a half.
So they graciously agreed to be your opponents this morning. So yes, we've just got some light warm-up questions. Now, these are more history-focused, I will say. The ones that have been provided by Trivia Mafia are history, but they've got pop culture flair to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
So let's see how much Jason and Alexis know about women's history with the following question. In 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman to what?
Blacksmith?
Do fashion commentary, Mr. Blackwell's wife. wear a bra. No.
Earn a medical degree in the United States. Elizabeth Blackwell was the first woman to graduate from medical school.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, and she was a pioneer in educating women in medicine.
Yeah, I should have known that one. Whoops.
Oh, well. Now we'll never forget it.
Yep. No.
Okay.
Now here's another women's history question, Jason and Alexis. What was the first state to allow women to vote?
Thinking East Coast, Pennsylvania. Somewhere around there. Okay.
No.
All right.
Not even a Western state.
Not even around there, Jason. You're onto something.
Oh, Western.
Mm-hmm.
Washington? Oregon.
Okay.
Wyoming? Jesus.
Actually, Jason. Yes! Wyoming!
Nice!
I just yes! went with the W's. I was like, meh.
Somewhere over there.
You know, they were like in Wyoming, hey, women, they both start with the letter W. Let's give them the vote.
Yeah.
In July.
That's a fun fact.
Yes. In July 1890, the territory of Wyoming, which allowed women to vote, was admitted as a state. And Wyoming then became the first state with women's suffrage.
Oh,
wow, fun.
I'll never forget Blackwell, and I'll never forget that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think you guys are going to get this one.
Okay.
I know this women's history question. I think so.
Okay.
Sally Ride is most famous for being the first woman to do what?
She's an astronaut. I think she's an astronaut.
Yeah, we'll take it. Sally Ride became the first woman in space.
Space. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. As a crew member of the Space Shuttle Challenger for STS-7, whatever that means. And that happened in 1983.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Through that or a rocket scientist.
Or yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here is another women's history question. Madam C.J. Walker is known as the first self-made black female millionaire. What products led to her success?
Hair products.
Yes. Beauty and hair care products.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. There's a great show about that I watched. Where was that?
Because, girl, that just jumped out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't even a pause. I did not know that.
I
want to
say it's on Max or anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, here is one more question.
Okay.
Just a general question. I think, Jason and Alexis, you're going to get this one real quick.
Okay.
No, I really do.
Okay.
Who was the first female justice on the United States Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes.
Right out of the mouth.
Very nice.
Yes, Sandra Day O'Connor.
It's Octavia Spencer called Self-Made on Netflix.
Because she was a self-made millionaire.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, that would have killed me if I didn't Google.
No,
but yes, good job, Jace.
Yes, thank good
you.
Job.
No, I was, yeah, thank you.
All right. You know what? That's the time that we have.
Yeah.
For our warm up for weekly trivia face off. You guys did great.
We did okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, and here's the thing. Again, a lot of these questions, I will say women's history mixed with pop culture. And remember, Trivia Mafia is really great with context clues.
Yes.
And, you know, hosting on Wednesday, it was like, yeah. Everybody can play this. If you don't think that you're good at trivia, you are good at trivia. You just don't know it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you're here to learn.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember Blackwell and Wyoming. What was Wyoming, Lex?
That was the first state to allow women to vote.
Right there. And Blackwell was the first woman to earn a medical degree, right? Right, yeah. In yeah. medical school. Yeah, there we go.
Fabulous.
That was only 7 minutes ago. I still remember that. shocked.
In two hours?
Not so much. Don Lemon's demands and the return of Beetlejuice next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
She's losing weight without diet pills. He's losing weight without strenuous exercises. And how do they do it? By just getting rid of their excess body fluids. You'd be amazed at how much excess water weight and inches you carry around. And again, you ask, how do they do it? They melt it off by saunaing. Yes, sauna, the Swedish way to get rid of excess body water easily and simply. Just sweat it off. The Swedes were great in their concept of hot stones and steam, but they didn't understand that we want to choose when and where we want to lose weight. So how do we do it? With a melt-off sauna suit that sweats away those excess pounds and ugly inches. This special space-age fabric is so fine it seals in your body heat, creating a thermally insulated pocket of air that starts the heat working immediately on all areas of your body, your waist, hips, thighs, even arms. Wear it while you're jogging, doing housework, gardening, or just lounging around. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right. The sauna suit.
Was that Telly Savalas?
No, it sounded like Telly Savalas.
Who loves you, baby?
I know. No. Nope. If you order before midnight, you're going to get the special offer, too. I'm just telling you.
I wonder how many of those things are still just hanging around.
It looks like Michael Jackson's costume in Captain EO. If you Google Michael Jackson Captain EO, you'll know what I mean. But yeah, literally. And it shows a bunch of people doing menial tasks in these metallic silver suits. They look like little baked potatoes.
Look, I'd wear one right now. Not going to lie.
To warm up?
Just because. I like to sweat.
Yeah.
I love sauna life.
Oh,
and
right.
I'm going to say it's sauna. Deal with it, everybody. I don't have time for that.
Oh, sorry. Instead of sauna.
Yeah, nope.
You're not going to say sauna?
Nope. Hashtag baked potato life. I've got one. I've got my baked potato mat.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You still using that?
Yeah. You lay it on the floor.
Nice.
Crank it to 9. And then just sit back, relax, and...
Sweat.
Toast it up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we should see if one of these are still available. I mean, it's from 1980.
This one you can move around.
I just don't want a used one.
Yeah.
I have a boundary. and it's other people's crusty Studio 54 sweat from 1976.
Ooh, that funk cannot get out.
Ooh.
No matter how much you scrub a dub dub.
Oh, we want the funk, but not that kind.
Ooh, not someone's funk inside that suit. No,
sorry, George.
We don't want the funk.
Nope.
Sauna suit for women. No, they have new ones, but no.
There's probably better technology now.
Yeah.
I know, but these retro ones, again, oh, God, they're good.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like it has stripes on the sleeve because it does look like Michael Jackson. Oh, well. It was $14.99 back then.
What?
Only $14.99, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, listen to this. Let's
hear a moment.
Or save $3 COD fee by charging to your Master or Visa card. Here's how.
To order your sauna suit at $14.99, call toll-free 1-800-228-5440. That's 1-
I am literally calling that number right now.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
Excuse me.
1-800-228-5440. Hold on a minute. I'm going to call.
Okay, great.
Let's see if they're still...
If they're still accepting that?
I don't know. If they answer...
Jason is
no,
actually
this is
calling.
It's now a natural choice for beautiful hair. Poly N is the company that has taken over.
It's still a number.
It's still a number.
They're selling stuff. What?
They're selling stuff
Poly
at that number.
In?
Poly N, the
Poly
natural
Ann.
Choice. The natural choice for beautiful hair.
Oh, great. Gosh.
Yeah. That was the number.
Beautiful.
They took it over.
Oh my
gosh. The natural choice for beautiful hair is what I heard her say.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
And to give you an idea of what $14.99 in 1970 means today, it's $122.
What?
So Holly, would we pay that for it with inflation?
Holly, would you? A quality sauna suit?
If it was quality, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sweat it out.
Yeah, baked potato life. I bought that from the trunk of somebody's car in a middle school.
That's right.
You know, and it wasn't cheap.
Well, and that one you just lay there. This one you could move around.
That's true.
Yeah.
That
like
is
an
true.
Astronaut.
Yeah. Oh, look, I could walk around the neighborhood.
Yes.
As an astronaut, because I go on my daily walks.
No one's going to look at you at all.
No.
Not at all.
Excuse me. I am Admiral Roberts. I'm training for what?
Ooh, I like the ring to that.
I can't tell you.
Admiral Roberts.
It involves secret things.
Secret things.
Got some aliens in there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. What's happening with Don Lemon? We've been following his, he was on X. And then
he had his own show.
And then he interviewed Elon. Elon didn't like the questions. Elon fired him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's essentially what happened. And then now Elon and X are coming out and saying, hey, well, you know, another reason why he's gone is because he had all of these demands from us. They said, reportedly, he asked for a Cybertruck. An $8 million annual salary with $5 million up front. He also wanted to be the first podcaster from space.
What?
Yeah. He wanted to record a podcast.
Maybe we should send him the sauna suit and be like, honey, this is a nice consolation prize.
What? That is now, who's releasing this?
So that the X has said, Elon has said, look, that interview wasn't great, but also he was kind of a diva and demanded all of these things and then said all that. That was the list right there. He also wanted equity and veto power over the site's news policies and creative roster for other shows. And Elon said, yeah, that was part of it, that this was not happening. No way. And that was part of his firing. Now, there haven't been lawyers involved now because, you know, they actually signed a deal. And so, you know, Don Lemon's like, yeah, I'm expecting him and X to live up to what they've promised. We have a contract. It's signed. Another thing that's Elon said after the firing is that his performance, Don Lemon's, was dull and underwhelming, and that it's basically just CNN, but on social media. And I'm thinking, what did you expect? Come on now.
There's so many things to say about what you say. What you said.
Well, and then just to kind of full circle and then we can respond. Don has broken his silence about this list because that came out yesterday. And he didn't deny them. He went on another podcast, but he said, look, people negotiate all the time. And this is just the truth. You go into negotiations. Well, in this case, you're gonna go for the stars
for the
and
stars.
Beyond.
Yeah.
And look, that's just what happens. He says, "Come on, this is nonsense. People negotiate all the time, but it's obviously a deflection because he did not like that interview."
Yes.
So Don Lemon might be coming out of this smelling like lemons, even if he did ask to be the first podcaster in space, which
here's
I mean,
where it
ask
seems,
for what you want, right?
Yeah. Here's my problem with this. Before that interview ever happened with Elon, they knew of these contract demands because they had a deal in place.
Yes.
They didn't mind those demands when they signed the contract.
Nope.
The only reason they don't, and I really am trying to be objective because right off the bat, I will tell you, Elon drives me a little crazy, but I'm trying to look at this fair.
Yeah.
Before the interview ever happened, they had already had a deal with Don. Thus, the reason that interview happened. Elon said as much in that. And I actually watched the entire interview, the entire hour interview. So the only reason it's coming out now is because, and this leads to the other thing, like Alexis said, Elon just didn't like the tough questions that Don was asking. There were no gotcha questions. They were all questions about stuff that has been bubbling around Elon for the past few years.
And this was probably an opportunity for him to clear the air.
Well, yeah.
But he didn't do it.
And also, if he's given answers that can be used against him in any way, shape, or form, as far as ownership of Twitter, what's going on Twitter, I'm sure Elon got kind of nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But deals like this, I got to tell you, that part of the deal is not uncommon. For instance, Stephen Colbert with CBS has a deal where he has a first right to produce shows after him. David Letterman had the same thing with CBS. David got to his production company, Worldwide Pants, got to executive produce the show after him. He had creative control over parts of the CBS schedule.
Well, and so did Johnny Carson over David Letterman.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So this isn't now the space thing. Don, I don't know what you're asking for.
The podcasting in space is where we.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're done.
But I mean, it's not out of the realm because look, he's sending other people up to space, you know?
And he is Mr. SpaceX.
And that Cybertruck.
Oh, I would ask for a Cybertruck. Those things are ugly as heck, but I'd still want one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you got to negotiate with the people that you're negotiating with. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to ask Mr. Hubbard for that here. But if I'm working for Elon Musk,
yeah,
and I know what incentives he has available, yes, he's Elon Musk. He makes the man rockets. Yeah. Ask for a trip on the man rocket.
Yeah.
And a hearty salary.
And might as well work while you're up there.
I mean, might as well. But you know what? People may laugh. I'm just thinking of this now. People may laugh at that. But he's feeding Elon's own platform.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going back.
It makes sense.
Yes,
it makes sense. It's just funny when we say it out loud.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to come back. When we come back, Beetlejuice, the trailer drops.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. And then kind of an outrage over the outrage. An old story is bubbling up again, and I just don't understand it. Coming up next.
Hey, it's Holly here for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And hey, I opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It couldn't have been easier. I made my appointment online. I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps. And now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal's smart checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. You can check them out online right now. And when you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and a financial partner you can grow with. So join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Here's what you do. You go to rcu.org to open an account online or to schedule an appointment to open your account in person at one of Royal's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.
Don't say his name too many times or he might appear. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're talking about Beetlejuice. He's back. Back again.
Yes!
Warner Brothers dropped a teaser trailer yesterday after dropping photos the day prior. Of course, it's visual, but it's only a minute long, and there's a great interpretation of the famous Deo.
Yes.
From Harry Belafonte in this trailer, so you can hear that. And just know, as this trailer is playing, this song is being sung at a funeral. And that's not a spoiler. That's in the synopsis of the movie. People come back together for a death. We are assuming it's the death of the dad because, hello, the actor is, as they say now, problematic.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Merv Perv. Allegedly. And if you still don't know who that is, the principal in Ferris Bueller. There we go. Anyway, he's problematic. So if I'm Tim Burton, yeah, kill him off. And then at the very end, you'll hear the return of Beetlejuice. So take a listen to this.
Juice is loose.
There, Winona Ryder runs up after her daughter, Jenna Ortega, takes a sheet off of the town. The what's it called? Kind of the setup of the town.
Oh, little
the little place, the model town. Thank you.
Kept thinking dollhouse, but
the words were not coming to me. Anyway. It looks it looks great. I mean, some of the locations, the school for girls from the original, the covered bridge.
Yes.
Again, the model city. I had a smile on my face as the trailer just kept going and going. And then I saw that model city and I'm like, here we go. And then close up of Catherine O'Hara. I don't know.
Winona and Michael Keaton looks great as Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
It's just so nice to just have the crew back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, minus Mervy Purvy, you know, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, minus, I mean, you can get rid of him.
And Tim Burton involved, that's awesome.
Were you a fan of the original, Holly?
I'm a huge fan of the original.
Okay.
Which is why I'm a little scared about this trailer.
Oh!
A little scared.
You're fearful?
I'm a little fearful. Because the original movie, Beetlejuice, is weird as all get out. And it's quirky, and it's a cult classic because of all those attributes. This might be a little too shiny for me, and I'm skeptical about it because I want them to keep the weird. And I don't know if this movie, based on that trailer, and that might just be a critique on modern trailers to begin with, where I think they're a little too precious. But I'm scared because I don't want it to be too precious. It's got to be, I mean, the original one. Think about even the Robert Goulet, Dick Cavett, Glenn Shaddix. And it was definitely pitched. I went back and watched the original trailer from 1988 yesterday. And that movie was just sold as a straight up comedy, whereas this one is completely, you know, tickling your nostalgia. I don't mind having my nostalgia tickled, but I also want it to be funny and I want it to be weird. So fingers crossed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I will deliver that.
Okay.
Lex, I'm with you.
Because the juice is loose, you know?
The juice is loose. I'm already seeing that used on TikTok. People are already using that sound on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
I do. There's a story that's like bubbling up again, and I don't understand it, and neither does the person involved in the story. And that is, you know, we told you, Holly brought it to you in the Dirt Alert, and then we talked about it. Aaron Taylor Johnson from Kick-Ass and various movies is probably likely going to be the next James Bond.
Yeah.
And then he's also in The Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling's new movie that's getting great reviews. So there has been a renewed interest in his marriage. And if you Google Aaron Taylor Johnson right now, go ahead and do it if you want.
All right.
It should be nothing but headlines about being potentially James Bond. But instead, it's renewed interest in his relationship with his wife, which they've been married for over a decade, I think. This is a very old story that has already been churned through the TMZ pop culture blender.
Yeah, it's because she's 23 years older.
Yes. And I people are now outraged again. It's not enough that we weren't outraged. I just think it's ridiculous. If the two adults in the story are not bothered by this, why should you be? I don't know. They have kids. They're fine. They've been married longer than most Hollywood couples.
Yeah.
They seem incredibly happy. I don't know.
Yeah, he was 19 at the time. They met on the set of Nowhere Boy in 2009. She was 42 at the time. She was a director. Yeah.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson says in this interview with Rolling Stone UK, this is what he said. What you got to realize is that what most people were doing in their 20s, I was doing when I was 13. And he goes on to say, you're doing something too quickly for someone else. I don't understand that. What speed are you supposed to enjoy life at? It's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
I just don't get why it's bubbling back up. It's not like these two have kept this a secret or there was anything seedy about it. You may not like the age difference. You may not understand relationships with age differences. But I they've been married longer than most, quote, normal couples. Yeah. With that are the same ages. I why do people have to hike on tinkle and pee pee on happiness? I don't understand that.
Have you met the world, Jason?
I know. You're right. I know. Get your umbrella out. Yeah. It's just silly. This guy should be having a great time right now. Like Fall Guy's getting great reviews. And like I said, you know, he should, when we Google him right now, it should be all about Bond. And instead it's this nonsense. Mind your own, you know, mind your own bobber. Yeah, mind your own bobber. Mind your own bobber. You know, you may get a fish on your bobber. Keep an eye on that one. Don't worry about everybody else's bobber in the boat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just seemed, you know, it just seems unnecessary. Wasting your energy over something that doesn't even matter to you.
Yeah.
They're happy. They have great kids. They seem like a good family. Leave them alone on that cheery topic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what's the number one dog in the world or in the country again? We'll tell you. Plus, Holly Roberts went back to Roadhouse. That's right. With Jake Gyllenhaal. I'll review Palm Royale, Beyonce story, Josh Peck, and more. It's the weekend, so it's time to run to red. Look, and if the snow is freaking you out and you don't want to... You don't want to stay in the restaurant? You know, Red Cow and Red Rabbit have amazing takeout. You know, some restaurants just don't translate well in takeout. Not Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They're, you know, and I know this seems like a weird thing to spotlight, but their packaging is fantastic. They have picked packaging that is designed to keep your food fresh and not soggy. Their pizza boxes, the boxes that they put the burgers in, and the fries, things stay hot. And again, a weird thing to spotlight, but I appreciate that. Because so many of us are doing takeout, and you're going to be doing it today. Or through a delivery service. So run to Red. Run to Red Cow and get that double barrel burger. Or if you want to eat light, but you don't want to leave the house, jump on Uber Eats and get that kale salad with the crispy shrimp. Or over at Red Rabbit, get some mostaccioli. Hey, it's comfort food. It's snowing. Who cares? This weekend, no matter how you do it, run to Red.